We hear Jesus speaking with the apostles in the upper room the night of the Last Supper. And this is part of a long discourse that he has with them, various teachings. And he says, as we hear in the gospel, that if you love me, you'll keep my word, and the Father will love you, and we will come to you. Now, this is really interesting. So if the Father will love you if you keep my words, does that mean he doesn't love us before, if we don't keep his word? So this is interesting, so we'll just go into this a little bit. You know, one of the things about Jesus, certainly, is Jesus is the Word of God. He is the image of the invisible God. He is the way that God the Father communicates in a profound way, the message of salvation, how we're called to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, follow in the way of the Lord. So it's important for us really to acknowledge that Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is trying to share with us in a greater way. Certainly, before Jesus came, there were prophets and other ways that God spoke. But the most profound way that God communicates with us, God the Father, is through his Son, Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the Word. So we want to really hold on to and look at what Jesus has done, what he has shown us, what he calls us all to really keep his word. That's what we're called to do. Follow his commands, the commandments of the Lord. So that's the first point. The second thing is that God's grace is efficacious. What this means is that God only gives his grace if it's actually going to be effective, which means the recipient of that grace actually has to be able to, or have the capacity, or have the willingness to actually accept it. So this is the thing, you know, about God's grace is that, again, he only gives it if the person is actually going to respond to it. They're actually going to accept it. So this is interesting because it seems as what Jesus says, if you keep my word, then the Father will love you. Doesn't the Father love us if we don't keep his word? That's not what Jesus said. Jesus says, if you keep my word, the Father will love you. So it seems like, you know, certainly God's grace is efficacious, but in a certain sense, it seems like his love is efficacious. That's interesting. Now, it doesn't mean God doesn't love us if we don't respond. You know, he loves. But there's a greater capacity that he can love us if we open up ourselves and actually follow what he has commanded us. So this is interesting. And if you go and read the context here, this is important because Jesus had spoken a number of times with his apostles before what we heard in the gospel. So I just want to just explain this a little bit. Jesus speaks to them and says, if you love me, you will keep my commands. And the Father will send you the Holy Spirit. That, if you read John's gospel, verse 15, that's what it says. And then if you read a little later, he says, those who have my commandments or has the commandments and keep them, the Father will love them, will love that person. And we will come to him. So that's a little later in John's gospel. And then Judas, not the Iscariot, Judas, there's two Judases. Judas asks, well, Lord, how are you going to manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And that leads into what we hear in today's gospel, when Jesus says, if you keep my word, the Father will love you and we will come to you. So there's this idea of following what the Lord has asked of us, obeying the commands of the Lord. And you think about it. You think about this. This is really important. Jesus says this a number of times, so it is important. You think about obedience. We can view obedience as, well, this is kind of a burden. And that's kind of probably what the devil wants us to think. Yeah. Obeying is kind of a burden. It's kind of burdensome. But if you think about it, certainly in God's perspective, if God commands us to do something, God is perfect. He knows exactly what's good for us. That's how he loves us. He loves us by saying, here's what you're called to do. It's like a parent who's good. The parent's going to say, hey, don't go down that path. That's kind of dangerous. You're going to get yourself into trouble. Don't go down that path. Because I love you and I don't want you to be hurt. Well, if a parent would do that, how much more would God command us things that are good so that they're for our benefit? Does God need our love? No, we need his love. So God the Father commands us and to do that which is right and good. So when we respond and follow it, we're loving God in return, right? I mean, so really, if you look at obedience as a way that we actually love the other person, whoever is commanding us to do. Now, certainly everything has to be in the right order and the proper, just. Of course, with God, it always is. But just think, that's how how someone loves in return. If your child follows you, that they're loving you. So this is for us to be realizing that, hey, if we follow what the Lord asked, that's how we love. Love is a choice. Sometimes people get confused. Well, love, I should feel, I should feel kind of like fuzzy-feely. That might happen. But Jesus loved on the cross. I'm not sure it didn't feel probably very good up there. Love is a choice. We're even called to love our enemies. Sometimes it doesn't, maybe not feel good, to be around someone that we don't really care for or like, but we're called to love them anyway. Do what's best for them. Do what's right and just. So this is important for us really to say, I'm going to follow what Jesus has commanded me, which is really because Jesus is speaking on behalf of the Father. I'm really going to follow what the Father, my Father in heaven, asks. I'm going to follow it, and that's how I respond to his love. Then he can love me. If we don't follow what the Father asked, we're not accepting his love, right? I'm not going to follow it. Then you're denying his love. You're not actually accepting his love. So this is the thing, about obedience and following the commands of the Lord. So there's a reason why Jesus said it at least three times in this short incident here. It's really important. And that's the way that we were loved. And then God can send us the Holy Spirit. We can be enlightened and strengthened and helped. It's said that the love between the Father and the Son, actually is a third person, it's the Spirit. So this is how God shares his love with us. It's certainly in the power of the Holy Spirit. So for us really to take heed and really say, how can I in my life in a greater way really follow all that the Father through Jesus has commanded of me? Help me, Lord, really to follow it and not look at, following the ways of the Lord as sort of like a burden. It's like, hey, this is how I'm called to respond to the love of God. And look at it that way. I'm like, hey, I love your commands. I love to follow what you ask of me. Because if I do, that's how I'm going to thrive. That's how I'm going to grow in your love and be fruitful, certainly. So we can pray for this, pray. This is certainly one of the reasons why we pray. We open up ourselves more to God's movements within us. Lord, show me your paths. Show me your way. Show me how you want me to live. I want to know. I want to draw closer to you. God's going to do that for us. And then certainly coming to the sacraments, encounters with the Lord. I want to be filled with your grace and blessing and holiness. Help me, Lord. Help me be strengthened and nourished. And then certainly that's how, when we just live out our lives, living all that God has commanded us to be just and righteous. God's going to help us to do what's right and good. So we just ask the Lord, really help us. Lord, help us to really follow all that you have asked of us. Follow your word, Jesus, and help us really to grow in your love.